Parshas Vayechi, we have the very extensive Levaya of Yaakov Avinu. We know the Mishnah Pei that we say every day in the list of Dvaran Adam Ochel, Perseim Olam Hazeba, Kerkayam Eslo, Olam Haba. Is Havaya Sameis, also consequence for if it's not done properly. The Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Yuches Amud Aleph, Rachva Ambar Revi Huda, Kol Haroa Hameis Ve'ena Milaveyu over Mishim Loeg Larash. That if a person sees a mace, sees a Levaya passing by, and doesn't participate in the Levaya, then that's a violation of Loeg Larash. Why Loeg Larash? So it says the Shita Gebesis there, the Omer Lama Egma Lo Chesed Alo Ein Biyado Od L'Shalad L'Gamol. The element of Loeg Larash that you're making fun, so to speak, of the mace, is that you're saying, what's in it for me? Why should I be Gomel Chesed to the mace? I'm not going to get repaid because he's dead. And then the Gemara says, Im Hilvei Maskaro, and if you do engage in Levayas HaMeis, what's the schar? Am Ravasi, Alav HaKasav Omer, Malva Shem Choni Dal. Fine. So there's schar for engaging in Levayas HaMeis properly, and you violate the Loeg Larash if you do not engage in Halvayas HaMeis properly. The Rambam tells us at the beginning of Perek Gedal at Hilchos Avel, Mitzvahs Ase Shel Divrei Ab Levakir Cholim, Lenachim Aveilim, Hosi HaMeis, Lachnis Kala, Lelavos Orchim, Ulis Asik Bechol Tzorchi Akfura, etc. So this is all included in a Mitzvahs Ase Shel Divrei Ab Levakir Cholim, Nichim Aveilim, Asas HaMeis, Lachnis Kala. Then the Rambam says, even though these are all the Rabbanon, they're Bechlal V'Hafter V'Lecha Kamocha. So what is it? Is it a Rabbanon or a Deraisa? The Rav Jalti explains in the piece that Rabbi Sachs always likes to quote for the other reason of the analysis of the relative Kedima of Bikur Cholim versus Nichum Aveilim, but that same piece in the Mishas Yaivet, Simon Yuzayin, Yaradeya, Rav Jalti explains, other Achadim say this also, that the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Derabbanon. But if you engage in these things, so there's a Kiyam Deraisa of Yahavta Vecha Kamacha. So Chiyuv Deraisa, Chiyuv is only Derabbanan, but there's a Kiyam Deraisa if you do it of Yahavta Vecha Kamacha. Fine. Then the Gemara tells us in Ksuba Safi Zayin and Aleph Antam Beis, what's the scope, the extent of the relative value of this mitzvah? Tana Rabbanan, Mivatlin Tamatora Lazas Hameis Lachnas Taskala. And even though in general, there are a few things that, as a matter of course, are mevatel Talmud Torah for automatically, but one of them is, that you are mevatel Talmud Torah in order to engage in Otsas HaMeis. Amar Olav al Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Shaya mevatel Talmud Torah, Otsas HaMeis, Otsas Kala. Fine. So we'll come back to the next line of the Gemara in a few moments. The Ramban in his Torah Sa'adam, which is Ramban's Chibur on Hilchos Avelos that forms the basis of many halachos in Hilchos Avelos. Much of the Torah is based on the Torah Sa'adam. So the Ramban quotes a deya, Ika the Mefarshi la hachi, that when we say Mevalon Talmud Torah l'Otsas HaMeis, it doesn't mean you're mechuyev to Mevatel Talmud Torah, it means you're allowed to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. Mutar Levatel Talmud Torah l'Otsas HaMeis l'Chnasas Kala l'Chupa. And that's the Maisa Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, who was Mevatel Talmud Torah L'Otsas HaMeis L'Chnasas Kala. So it sounds like it was only him. It was a din. So why are you praising Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi? That's the din that everyone has to do. So the fact that it was only Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi that's singled out, it sounds like it's not an absolute chiyuv. It's a rishus. So you have the option. You can either choose, if you have, you're in the middle of Seder, so you can choose to continue learning, you can choose to go to Levaya. But it's your prerogative. You're allowed to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. You're not mechuyev to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. And the Rabban disagrees. That shita that the Rabban quotes, things that have arrived from Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi and Kalayim, that says, Ein bedaktikin, second paragraph here in the Rabban, Ein bedaktikin b'meis v'lo b'kalayim b'beis ha-medesh. We're not careful about meis and Kalayim when you're in a beis medesh. Rabbi Yosef, Yosef, Mathni Bahava Taman Misa. So Biosa was sitting and learning and there was a mace. Mandanafakle lo amalei klum. So some people went to Biyosi B'tzarchei Neis, and Biyosi didn't comment. And some people stayed learning, and Biyosi didn't comment. So the Ikar the Mefarshi, the other Ramban quotes, thinks that this Yerushalmi sounds like it's a Rishus. You have the option of choosing your preference. And the Ramban disagrees. Datenu maskemus to perish as well as far as those. The Valin needs it's a Chiyuv. Why is it a Chiyuv? So that, as we'll see in the Hamshach Gemara in a moment, that it's considered part of Tzorchei Emes. As we'll see, there are certain benchmarks at which, if that's not in place, then you still have to tend to the Tzorchei Emes. This is one of the Tzorchei Emes. So this is a Chiyuv that you have to engage in, even at the expense of Talmud Torah, because it's essentially Yafshel Asos Vayidei Echeirim, as we'll see, that your presence, your participation, is critical for properly tending to the Tzorchei Emes. And the Ramban explains Yerushalmi in a slightly different way, that is talking about a situation where there's a Shaila of Tumas Oel, nothing to do with Halvayis Emes, but a Shaila of Tumas Kohanim in the Beis Medrash. Fine, so let's go back to the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yitzayin. After the Gemara says that you're Mevatel Talmud Torah, so Rov Yishon Mesum, like the Ramban's rejection of this Istam Mefarshi, that it means you're Mechuyev to be Mevatel, even to be Mevatel Talmud Torah for Hosas Hameis. So the Gemara continues, Medvar Mamurim Kishayin Imo Kol Tzarcho. That's only if you don't have Kol Tzarcho of the Meis. Amal Yesh Imo Kol Tzarcho, but if you have Kol Tzarcho of the Meis, Ein Mevalin, then you're not allowed to, or you're not Mechuyev to, be Mevatel Talmud Torah. The Kama Kol Tzarcho, what does that mean, Kol Tzarcho? Amar Shmuel Bar Ini, Mishmei the Rav, Tracer Alfe Gavris, 12,000 people, Vishisa Alfe Shippuri, and 6,000 Shippuri, what Shippuri Rashi says, Machriz and Olav Shevo Lachabdo. So you have 12,000 participants and 6,000 announcers. For every two people, you have to have one Gabbai. Amrila, Tracer Alfe Gavri, Minai Yishisa Alfe Shippuri. So it's 12,000. According to the first day, it's 12,000 plus 6,000. According to the second day, it's 12,000 and 6,000 are included. Fine. And Ula Amr could go into Chaitzi Gavri Miavula Vatsichra, the number of people it takes that fill up the area from these between these two locations. Rav Sheish Yisvitem Rav Yochanan Amar Nitilasa Kin Sinasa. No, not 12,000 people, not 18,000 people, but 600,000 people. Manani Sinasa Mishishim Riba, just like we got the Torah at with 600,000 people, 600,000 men between the age of 2060. Ad Nitilasa Mishishim Riba. So Kol Tzarcho is 600,000 people at the Levaya. Bahani Mili Lamanda Kari Vitani. That's talking about someone who learns and who's able to reap sukkim and to learn Mishnayos. Ava Lamanda Masi, but someone who teaches others less Ashira than even more than 600,000 people, Yemavatel Talmud Torah to be Osek in the Levaya of such a person. Okay, so that's a pretty high threshold. If you don't have 600,000 people, for a regular person who knows how to learn a little bit, then you have to participate in Levaya. Says Tosfos, Subas Yuzayin of Abezi of Maslav, Alman, Demasni, Lamasni, Lesa Shira. If a person teaches, then there's no Shira even more than 600,000 people. Vishiltos, Rav Achai, in our Sedan Parshas Vayachi, Kasuv, Umimei, Lashaminan, Laman, Delo Kari, Velo Tani, Aim of Alim. Im Yeshlo Miss Askin Kedei Kavura. That so we're talking about the Gemara tells you what happens if a person is Kari Vitani, he can read Sukkim and he can learn. And what happens if a person teaches? But what about someone who can't even learn? The Gemara doesn't address that. So the Shilta says, sounds like from the Gemara, that if a person can't learn, then aim a violin as long as he has enough people to actually take care of the kvura. So if you have a minion of people taking care of the kvura, then you don't have to participate if the guys in Amaritz. V'nir l'ri, the inyan malacha, mevatel in kol b'nei ha'ir, v'asir afilu l'man de lo kari v'lo tani. However, Tosafot quotes the ri, that this is as far as being mevatel Talmud Torah. What about Stam, person's not engaged in Talmud Torah, he's just at work? So if a person is just at work, he has to leave work, even if the guy is in Amaretz, even if he's low kari, below tani, because you don't find any such distinctions when it comes to be mevatel other things other than Talmud Torah. And the Ritva, which we'll see is quoted in Lalacha by the Rama, the Ritva there in Ksubis, quotes the Shiltos. He says, Miu, Kasa v'smag, the Achshav kol Adam Yisrael mevalin minastam, shekulam leim mitzvos karimon, ve'en lecha kol echam Yisrael she'eno obe mikra, obe mishnah. So no Amratzim anymore. Everybody's leim mitzvos karimon, everyone at least knows Chumash. So mevalin Talmud Torah for anyone. Okay. L'isha basar sagila. How is this all quoted in Shulchan Aruch? So take a look at Simon Shin Samach Aleph, beginning in Sif Aleph, which I sent out as a separate piece, a separate PDF. So Mechaber writes, "Mevalin Talmud Torah lo tzas ames leman demasni lacherim ein lo shir afilu yeshi mokam alaf and mispatel b'shvilo." So if a person is a rabbi, teaches others, there's no shir. Leman de kari v'tani dahin shikar v'shana v'adayin lo shana l'tamidim. So if he learned chumash, he reviewed but didn't teach others. So im yeshishim ribo. So if you have 600,000 people, then you don't have to go. So as long as you have a minion, that's the minimum. Says the Rama, that's what we just saw in the Ritva. Fine. Says the Mechaber in Sif Beis. Medvar Mamurim, Shemavalin Tamatar Lavoso, Vishasatsa Osa. Al Kosman Shemutta Lakavro, Avalin Vishila Tamatara, Elam Yesh Kaburas, Peir, Shikal Akas Mesasekas Yoma, Osa Shena Yoma, Mutaris, Bemelibim Shemalak. So we're talking about the Leviah. Preparing the mace, what the Chevra Kadisha does, as long as you have a Chevra Kadisha taking care of it, you have a rotation of people in the Chevra Kadisha, so you don't do Mavatal Tamatara or do Mavatal anything else to take care of. Preparing the mace for Fura, that's a limited number of people who are so charged. And when we talk about Mevalin Talmud Torah or Bitul Malacha, that's only in the context of the actual Levaya. So according to this standard that we have, it should follow that anytime there's a Levaya, you have to drop everything and go to Levaya. General practice doesn't seem to be like that. So that's what the later poskim try to discuss. Why not? So the Chavetz Chaim writes in Aves Chesed, Perek Gimel, in the Haggah on the bottom. So why is it that nowadays he's bothered by the fact that people would only escort a mace a little bit and not all the way to the kfura. Many of you showed him, it sounds like that the ikur or the full chival of us, the mace is all the way to kfura. But Pachal, it sounds like, you know, why is it people aren't careful about these things the way they used to be? So he doesn't know. But he says, at the very least, you should have 10 people that are malava up to the kever, even if everyone else is only malava part of the way. But what about the bigger issue, not the shear of the levaya? Although, if you take a look at Sif Gimel here in Shulchan Aruch, it says the minimum is Dalet Amos. Fine. But what about what seems to be common practice not to go to every Levaya every time someone passes away? So the Netziv, in his commentary on the Shiltos here, Parshas Vayechi, points out that there's a machlokas Rishonim. This loig larash, this criticism that if a person doesn't engage in levayas ames, that's bad. So does that only apply in a situation where you actually see the mace passing by? Or does it even apply in a situation where you know that there's a mace somewhere and there's going to be a levaya? So he points out that's a machlokas we've shown him. You don't have time to go into the details. But he thinks that lahalacha, we assume that the chiyuv of levaya only kicks in if you actually see the mace passing by. So if you see that there's a mace, so then you're mechuyav to be malav the mace, and that's where these shiurim are relevant of up to 600,000, more than 600,000. But if you just know that there's levaya going on somewhere in town, but you're not actually passing by, then you're not necessarily mechuyev to participate. Well, you hear the noise outside. You're in the basement, and you hear or you see through the window. That there's a maze passing by. I mean, so that's actually what the Yerushalmi sounds like, that Yossi was in the base Madrash, and there's a mace. Where's their mace? There's somewhere there. Okay.
What about Zoom?
What about Zoom?
Joining a Leviah by Zoom. Even without Corona.
Yes, I don't think you're Mekayim Dalet Amos on Zoom. Maybe there's a certain element of COVID amazing. If you can't be there in person, but that's not the formal chiyuv, I don't think. So Rav Ozner at the Tshuva, Shevet Olevi Chelik Zayin Simon Reish Yemel, he references a takana that Rav Shach made this week. The Tshuva is not dated, but he says, to a Rabbi Yavra, the Direi Sof is written by Rabbi Yavra, but this is a different one. So he says, regarding your question about the takana that Rav Shach made this week, that as far as mitzvah simchas chas mekala, where the minig in yeshiva always was that everybody would go to be mesamech to chasan, people would come from far away, it would be late, by the time they get home, they go to sleep late, they get up late, they're late to shachris, the seder's messed up the next day, they made a takana that you should only a minion of Talmidim, of Chaveim, allowed to come to the chasan. So is this appropriate? Because don't we know that Hachnasas Kalas Asameis has no shear? It's called Sarcha. So it sounds like the called Sarcha of Hachnasas Kalas, like the called Sarcha of Chaveim Asameis. And in fact, because the Sheet of Mekubet says that when it comes to Knesset Kala, it sounds like there's no Shear. So there's no Ptur of Shisha Rebo. So he quotes an Avos Rav Nasan that equates Knesset Kala to Tzas Hameis only if it's Kedei Tzarchan. So maybe it's a lower level Kedei Tzarchan. But he says, technically speaking, Hachnasas Kala means walking the Kala down to the Chuppah. Not everything else that goes on in a Chasana. And everything else that goes on in a Chasana, all the dancing, that's not Bechlal Hachnasas Kala. And we know that there are many Kamonim that make different Takanos. So especially when it comes to the potential exposure of being Mevatel Starim, so Rav Shach was in the right to make such a takana. It's not technically a violation of Hachnasas Kala because people aren't going to walk the Kala down the aisle anyway. So he thinks that Rav Shach was within his right to do what he did. In the Halicha Shlomo, volume on Tfila, Perek Yud Gimel, footnote 23, the quote that Rav Shlomo Zalman remarked, that maybe the reason not everyone goes to Chasana these days, even though there's no Shiv Rachnasas Kala, maybe that's because Chuppas don't generally start on time. So you're not mechuyev to place yourself anywhere in the world where there might be a Chasana taking place. If you know there's going to be a Chuppas, so then maybe you have to go. But you never know when the Chuppas is going to take place because Chuppas are never on time anyway. So that's the limud chus that not everyone has to go to a Chasana. He says maybe the same thing is true by Levias, although more so in Eretz Yisrael than here. I think in America, Levias are generally timed pretty well. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a little more Hamish. Or faster, you never know exactly when it's going to be. But he says maybe that's true as well. But if you're walking down the street and you see Levias, then you definitely will have to drop everything, get out of your car, and go be Malav the Mace. And it says there that someone wants to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman a shayla about inyanei chasanos, chamidik shayla, and the guy was going to America, so Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, when you go to America, ask Rav Moshe. So he went to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe was sitting down in a relaxed position. So he asked him this chomer shaila about chasanus, about whether someone's mutter to get married. And Rav Moshe answered the shaila. And then he said, what's the heter that people don't go to Levayas and chasanus? Then Rav Moshe got up and was very animated by the question. And he said, he tries not to find out that people shouldn't tell him about Levayas, because if he knows, then it's hard to justify not going. And chasanus usually doesn't have a choice. Okay. Minchas Elazar Chela Dalas Simen Beis. Of course, the story of the Baal Shaul HaMeshiv that once he was traveling and he heard that there was a levaya, and he saw there was a levaya when he was traveling in a wagon. So he went out and it was Malava Dalat Amos. And then when he heard that the person who was being buried was a Malamed, so then he got out and walked all the way to the base, Beis HaKfaris. Rav Asher has the following analysis, that we live in a different society than Jews used to live. So it used to be, you lived in a small town. If there's a Levaya, everyone went to the Levaya. That was normal, because there was a very small circle of context. If there's a Chasana, you went to the Chasana. If there's a Levaya, you went to the Levaya. But nowadays, in our global world, so you hear about every Levaya going on anywhere. So it's not reasonable to expect that people are going to spend their entire lives going to Levayas and Chasanas. He says, just like that you're not mechuyev to be mevaz beis hon rav to be mekayim mitzvah, so you're not mechuyev to be mevaz beis man rav to go to Chasanas and Levayas and the like around the clock. He says, kol lefia inyan v'minog, and anyway, if I was going to go to a chasana, it's going to cost a lot of money. The Bali Simcha don't want to pay for him to come to the chasana. So you have to be reasonable about the expectations. There is a, going back to Shulchan Aruch here, and we'll try to wrap up. The end of Sif Aleph, Mechaber writes, Tinoko Shabbos Rabban Ei Mevatlin Klal. So little kids learning Torah, that you're not mevatel them from Talmud Torah to go to a Levaya. The Rosh Hashanah tells a story, I think it's printed in Nefesh HaRav, that when Rabbi Peleyev passed away and the Talmidim wanted to go to Levaya, the Rav said that they shouldn't go to Levaya because they have a din of Tinoko Shabbos Rabban. So that at first glance seems a little bit interesting, that Tinoko Shabbos Rabban sounds like little kids, not boys learning Beis Medrash. But there may be a siyua to this in a Yerushalmi, that the Divrei Sofrim quotes here in Shin Samach Aleph, page Resh Kaf, Be'er Halacha Vitinokos, Rishami quoted by the Torah, Rishami Yimsachim, the third parak, that Rebavo Shalach Rebbe Chananya Bino L'Tveria L'Lma Torah. So Rebavo sent his son Rebbe Chananya to Tveria to learn a yeshiva. The Shalach Lomar L'Rebavo who and then they sent a message back to Rebbe Vo, the father, that your son, when he's here in yeshiva, is spending a lot of time going to Levayas and being Gomel Chesed Lemesim. Shalchalo Aviv, Hamibli Ein Kvarim Bekisrin Shelechtich LaTveria. If I wanted him to go to Levayas, I would have kept him home. The shortage of graves here where we live, if he, I sent him to learn. So it sounds over there that when the Rebbe sent his son to learn, he probably wasn't 3 years old. He's learning in a serious Beis Medrash. He was old enough to be Osek b'chesed l'meisam l'lavosam. And yet, there's a p'tur from engaging in Levayas HaMeis at the expense of Talmud Torah. So maybe that's a siyua to what, or maybe that was the basis of the Rav's understanding that even boys learning Beis Medrash, they have a din of Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban in this respect. And the other side, Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld has a tshuva, Vadya questions Chazon Vadya, in which he wonders, why is it that the minhag seems to be that they take even Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban to Levayas? He says, it must be that it's a minhag kamonim, and they're a cheshbonah, so maybe it'll enhance their appreciation for Talmud Torah. So yesh lehem al ma lismoch as well. Okay, have a good Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos. Thank you very much.